has a firm commitment to these two aspects. There have to be guarantees of non-repetition, and we must combat impunity. We strive to punish those acts which are subsumed into the definition of enforced disappearance under Article 2. We also try to prevent secondary victimization, provide reparation and rehabilitation of victims. Portugal has a broad panoply of mechanisms, notably through the 2015 Statute of Victims. This means to say that victims of a crime are provided with the reparation which is foreseen in the corresponding article in the convention. We have standards to prevent re-victimization of the victims of violent crimes. So, for example, a victim will not be faced by the aggressor during investigation or hearings in court. There are safeguards for private life, and also there are other forms of legal aid and support. Victims may also be provided with temporary shelters. So we have a number of shelters which are specifically equipped to host these victims. There is also access to them for health services. They do not have to pay the flat rate user fee. Furthermore, we have already set up outreach offices for victims in the criminal police station. So this means to say that the criminal police can receive these victims and provide them with the information that they need. We believe that this is particularly relevant, and they can then be directed to other services. These services may be provided by civil society organisations which are better prepared for providing this kind of support. So we have a holistic system of support for victims which goes above and beyond policing and preventive measures, as was mentioned by my colleague Ricardo a few moments ago. This also provides victims and the system with healthcare, psychosocial support, and specific forms of support for the mental health. We also have reparation and compensation measures. Portugal's legislation allows for the state to provide compensation even if criminal proceedings are still ongoing. This is compensation for the victims of violent crime, and we have a specific entity charged with gauging the applications for reparation and protection from the victims of violent crime. Thank you.
A Filipa já me facilitou o trabalho porque já disse praticamente tudo. Apenas uma pequena nota.
Filipa said almost everything, so perhaps I can give you a technical detail which is connected to this.